You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
So this is Filippo Voltaggio, and this weekend I got to do something that I don't always get to do. As a matter of fact, tonight I'm going to get to do something that I've never done. And so I'm excited about this because tonight we have two guests who had never met each other until the moment they both stepped into the studio. And I'm happy to say that I knew them both, and I knew them both before they got to know each other. And now I can tell they're already going to be best friends. And I'm so glad that they're on the show together because both their stories have inspired me. And I know that they'll inspire all of you to know that there's no better time than the present to do what brings you passion. And sometimes maybe the experiences of the past might have slowed you down, it might seem, but maybe there was a reason. Maybe when you come back and follow your passion, you have a different story to tell, or a bigger story, or one that's even more impactful. And so that brings me back to what I got to do this weekend. I got to see an exhibition at the Getty here in Los Angeles. I went to see the quote-unquote scandalous art of James Ensor. Now, it's interesting. James was an artist that lived in the past century, and in this century, well, no, we're in the 2000s. Anyway, he died in the early 1900s. And it's interesting to look at his art and to have this group of scholars that I was with, along with one of them who was the leader, who at first admitted that she didn't know too much about this artist, but that she was very fascinated by him. He was an artist whose work his work changed dramatically over a period of time from his childhood into his older years. And it was interesting to have people tell us from a scholarly perspective why his work changed and who he was and what he was trying to say through his art and how he expressed himself and how he lived as a person and all of that. And I thought, first of all, I think this thought came to me because I thought they were wrong. I was looking at his art. I was feeling something completely different. And I thought to myself, wow, I would hate for somebody to listen to my music or hear the shows or the monologues and completely misinterpret where I was coming from. And then that would be how I would be known for years to come after I was gone. And then I thought, but if somebody were to ask me right now what the meaning of my life has been, well, I don't know. I'm not even halfway through my life, at least the conscious part. And I don't know that I know completely yet until later on, and they could ask me later on, but what if I die before they ask me? So I thought, so there's the interpretation of my life and my work now, as I see it. And I look back, and as I was looking, getting ready for this show tonight, I thought, oh, here we are. this is our opportunity. James Ensor isn't around for us to ask him, no, really, you know. And though these ladies are much too young to really know what it's going to be like towards the end of their lives, they can at least give a perspective of having experienced and come to know things that a lot of us don't know, and some of us might not ever know. And this is why. Because a lot of us make sacrifices, but a lot of our sacrifices are guided by a need to make money or to do something that we think we have to do in this lifetime. But what I've noticed that women in particular, more so than men, make sacrifices for love. And they are doing it consciously and saying, I'm putting this on hold right now because I'm having a baby, or I'm raising a family, or because I really love this man. And I don't hear that a lot from men. But I do hear it more, not that it doesn't exist, but I do hear it more often from women, especially women of previous generations, not necessarily of today. So to me, there's something very powerful in that conscious decision that says, I have a passion for something, and I feel like I have a message to say, and this is how I want to say it, and I'm having a baby, so I'm putting that on hold, or this is more important, or this is more important right now. Both of our guests have made those strong, powerful decisions. They've also joined the workforce, joined the family force, joined the community forces, and have decided within the past couple of years that come whatever or high water, they are bringing their voices out again as singers, as powerful women, as women who had a message before, and now their message is supported by all the experiences they had, and where they believed their message was right before, now they know. So with that, I'd actually like to introduce our guest by first introducing her music. We're going to start with Marsha Bartinetti's Somewhere Over the Rainbow. You'll get a taste of one of her pieces from her album, It's Time. And when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo, we'll get to talk to Marsha Bartinetti.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and I get to have the pleasure of having two guests and two lovely guests today, Marcia Bartinetti and Shauna O'Brien, both of whom I've known for years, and I'm happy that I got to bring them together and we're having this conversation together. But first, I'd like to start with Marcia Bartinetti, who we heard singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow from her CD called It's Time. It sure is. She's no stranger to the stage. She was performing ever since she was a young girl, and she has gone on to do so many fun things. Actually, she's a member of SAG and AFTRA. She's done TV, movies, and da da da. And we'll talk about something that she's very, very well known for in just a minute. But in the meantime, welcome, Marcia, to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
I am so excited to have you here.
Thank you.
We should probably do a shout out to our friends at Mardick Public Relations.
Yes, absolutely.
Marcella
and Dick. Thank you.
Thank you
for connecting us.
Exactly. And, right? Exactly. Years ago and then continuously. And yet again.
I know, and I found out you were a singer. I'm like, oh my gosh.
That's the beauty of who we are as people out in the world. I've known you, but I've never shared that. I knew you, but you never shared this aspect of you. We just saw each other as we were, and we didn't have to say, "Oh, well, you know, I do this," or
We talked about Marcella's fabulous food.
Yes, exactly.
And the beautiful wine.
And it wasn't
which was deservedly so.
It deservedly right? so, absolutely. Yeah. It wasn't until she said, "You do know that you're singers." What? Let's just get this out of the way.
Okay.
Your voice is very, very, very familiar to like millions and millions and millions of people.
Yes.
Tell us why that might, besides the singing and all that, tell us why that might be, or it is.
Well, because I started out in 1990, I think it was, recording the voice for most of the voicemail systems in this country. Thank you for calling. I'm sorry, that's not a valid password. Please try your call again later. And it was really weird because I'd been a singer for so long, professional singer, mm-hmm. trying to make it in the business. And here I was, this disembodied voice. And suddenly I'm known all over the world.
Yeah.
I go to these conventions for people coming to town, lined up to get my autograph, to have me say these phrases. I'm like, the universe is really strange. What is this about? It was my voice, but certainly it was not like, you know, singing a song and really wanting to do my art. But it actually was an art.
Oh, yeah.
Because I went into the studio and we recorded thousands of prompts. It was very zen because at the time we couldn't do one sentence. We had to do, you have 4 new messages, all different words with different inflections of the voice.
Oh, sure, because the numbers changed.
The numbers changed, yes. Where they were in the position
right.
of a sentence,
right.
at the end of the sentence, you know, 145, you know, all crazy
right.
different.
Right.
So I had to be very keen and my ears very, very sharp to go in and subtly, or not so, to create a sentence that was going to be easy for the listener. The only sentence I had was, "Are you still there?" And people loved it. It was like a real person coming through, you know, and I didn't want to be obnoxious. You know, you have no new messages. But it was really an incredible, you know, opportunity to get through in a weird way.
Wow.
It's very strange.
Wow. Yeah. Well, speaking of very strange, I can understand where it's strange for you to be using your voice in a certain way and now be using it in a different way that you hadn't even considered, because that didn't even exist
right.
when we were all born.
That's
so,
right.
And so, but what's strange to me, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, is that men don't often say the phrase, "Well, I stopped doing this because I
right.
had a family," or "I stopped doing
right.
this." Now, they might take a new job because they needed more money, or another job because they needed more money, or something like that. But when women have a passion and they do something, they're almost, at the time, used to be expected to change, right? You
yes.
have to stop your career. We're having a family, or you have to whatever.
Right.
And But at the same time, it seemed like women did it, like it wasn't just because it was expected. There was something else going on. What was going on? Because you did that.
I did that.
You were a singer.
Mm-hmm. And I worked with my ex-husband. We were partners. We were songwriters together. And when we split up, I wasn't sure what my direction was. All I knew was I had a microphone in my hand.
Mm.
That's all I'd ever done, really.
Mm-hmm. And so you had a daughter at that point?
I had a daughter,
yeah.
So I had to look after her,
yeah.
And I had to make money.
Yeah.
Did I want to play clubs? Not really.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, what can I do? But to back up just a moment to that point you made about women choosing love or relationship over career option, one of the biggest heartbreaks for me in music was that I chose love because I felt at the time, and this was several relationships, I couldn't be as broad, as big as I was. I couldn't do that without my relationship, the men in my life, wanting me to get smaller.
Mm.
It was too threatening to have me out there singing in front of all these people or going and traveling and doing because of their fear.
Mm.
So I tucked in and I stopped doing what I loved.
Mm.
Maybe part of it was my own fear that could be explored.
But certainly,
the relationship, I chose love over what I'm, you know, if I, music equals you will lose the love. It's music or love.
Mm.
That was a choice I made over and over. Heartbreaking choice.
Mm.
Until now, I'm married to a man who is big enough himself,
yes,
knows himself really well, allows me and wants me and embraces who I am.
Mm.
And when I married him 8 years ago, it was almost like that part of me, that little girl inside, and I was like, all right, now we can go.
Yeah.
And all of these things started happening to support that, which we can get to, which was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Now I've forgotten. I went off track.
And I know your husband. He's big out in the world as well. So
definitely.
He lives his full self as I know him to
absolutely.
Be.
Absolutely.
So what a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you wouldn't have been able to meet him until you've made those choices.
I was on my own for many years
and
doing, you know, all these different things. Becoming myself. With my ex-husband, it was Alan and Marcia. It was one entity.
Mm-hmm.
To be Marcia on her own was very scary for me because we were very young. And music is, singing is the only music that is directly connected to the heart. It's through the heart that you sing, your breath, your experience, your, you know, an instrument's outside of you. Not that you're not experiencing your soul with a musical instrument, but voice specifically is directly related and connected to the heart.
Absolutely.
So if you're in pain and you're longing and you're or excited, you know, you hear it all.
Yeah. So, and the audience feels it, whether they know it or not. They hear it, they
no
feel
question.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So after all these years of not singing to raise my daughter, she's now married and on her own, and it was, you know, it was time. And as I started thinking about music again, it was like I was heartbroken for not singing. If you have that gift and you don't use it, it is a heartbreak. It's devastating. And it'll make you sick.
Mm.
So I reconnected with an old bandmate on Facebook. I hadn't seen him for years. And we were in a band in high school. And he had been doing music for years and producing. And I just needed to get something on tape so I could start singing. So I connected with him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I just need, you know, a couple of tunes. He said, Marcia, you can sing the phone book. I don't care. I'm going to be in Nashville. In 6 weeks, I'd have been five. Come on down. We'll do a CD. And in my mind, I'm going, well, next time he's in Nashville, we'll definitely do that. Da, da, da. You know, I'm going on and on. And then I find myself going, yes. My voice said yes. And I went, okay. He goes, great. Okay, so tell me the dates, da, 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 and get the plane tickets and blah, blah, blah. Get the songs. We're going to blah, blah, blah. And I panicked. But I said yes, and it's like, you know, putting out all the energy that set, the universe, everything coming together.
Well, you titled the CD, It's Time,
I did.
For God's sakes.
I did. It's Time.
It's Time. Yeah.
And it was. And I got to the studio, and we did these in 3 takes. It was like a live album. 2 or 3 takes, that's it. Next song. It was a music machine, because he's so fabulous. He had unbelievable people. But I got into the studio, and it was so incredible to sing.
I understand.
Yeah. It was fabulous.
We're feeling you.
It was like the heart was opened again.
Yeah.
I was home.
Yeah.
It was, it was time. It was just the best. And I haven't looked back.
We are so glad. And we got to
see how moved
while you take a breath here, we'll get to hear another one of your songs actually a little later from that CD, which is called It's Time, and we'll tell you how you can get it. Of course, we heard Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Now, actually, on our way to introducing our next guest, and we'll talk to her a little bit with Shauna O'Brien before we bring Marsha and Shauna together and have them. They're already sharing together. Yes. Marsha starts to cry here, and Shauna's like, she's getting all emotional.
He's
like, yeah, me too.
Okay. I know.
This is and Dorothy's over there holding her heart, and she said, "Everybody in the studio is like,
it's all good, it's all good.
We're all feel you." Let's hear "We Are One" from Shauna's upcoming CD. Actually, she has a CD called Timeless, which I've enjoyed timelessly. Called Timeless, and she's got another CD coming up, which is not finished yet, but it's in the mixing process, so it'll be ready. You'll have to go to her website, and again, we'll tell you how. So we'll hear a little bit of a song called We Are One from the CD, which is going to be called Just a Ride. Here is Shauna O'Brien, and we'll be right back right after this.
Something's been on my mind lately. Some things that are coming from deep in my soul. So, I'm gonna share them with you. We are
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
I think Mark should be saying, this is Life Changes Network. We are networking when we are changing our lives, each other's lives, and I trust you all as well. As a matter of fact, the Facebook page has been burning up. There have been so many people clicking like and share, and it's on Twitter more than other shows at this time. So people are feeling you, ladies, and thank you for putting the energy out there. Shauna, our next guest, O'Brien, has done so much. She also has been singing since she was a little girl. As a matter of fact, she's been writing songs as well. And she's been writing about all kinds of things, from love to heartbreak. And just before the break, we heard We Are One from her upcoming CD called Just a Ride. She has sung with so many groups, including she opened up for Journey. She sang in Reno at the MGM Grand, yada, yada, yada. The list goes on, and has worked with so many masters in their field, from musicians, guitarists, drummers, band leaders that you all would know and have loved. And so here we have, and are happy to have, Shauna O'Brien on the show. Thank you and welcome.
No, thank you, Filippo. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, I am happy too. You know, it's funny. You too are another one of these people who I've known for years. I want to say maybe 10 years.
Yes.
And I didn't know half of the things that you've done. What is it with our modesty?
I don't know. You know, I've always just kind of lived in the moment and not really talked about my past that much, but here we are.
Well, here we are. This is the present now, and your past has come up.
Yes.
I mean, all the good and probably all the other stuff that you had to clear maybe in order to be able to be your bright, shining self today.
Thank you. Yes.
Every other word that Marcia was saying, you were nodding and agreeing, and then
yes,
you got emotional right there. With what were you resonating with all this? Let me take a big guess.
Well, almost everything that Marcia said, I felt in my heart, because since I was a little girl, I knew that I was a singer, and I knew that I had a calling, but I was never supported in my family. I was the oldest of five kids, and when I told my mom and dad that this is what I wanted to do, I can remember the day so clearly. Not a cloud in that hot Georgia sky. When the preacher asked me to sing the Lord's Prayer, I was only 10, and I was petrified. But something special happened that day when I stood at the altar to sing, and I saw all these smiling faces, and then I heard the church bells ring. And I ran to my mom and dad after, and I said, I know who I am. I'm a singer, and I am meant to sing songs whenever and wherever I can. And my daddy grabbed me and hugged me and smiled with those big blue eyes and said, sweetheart, that's really nice. Why, you can sing all the songs you want to. Just be sure you learn how to type.
Oh.
No, really, Filippo, that was really an okay thing. It really was okay. Because once I left my family to get married, and I was so excited that I was finally out of the household and now I could pursue my dreams. My husband came to me at that time and said, you have to be pregnant in 6 months or I have to go to Vietnam. So what do? You stop taking birth control and you get pregnant because that's what love is. It wasn't a problem for me. I knew in my heart that there would be a time that would come when I could pursue my dreams. But in the meantime, I raised two children. I had a beautiful son, and I have a beautiful daughter. And while they were little, I started playing guitar and singing for them in school, in nursery school, and started developing myself as an artist then. And then I went on to, this was up in Marin County, and I went on to do all the things you were mentioning. Mm-hmm. Started
and so much more.
Meeting people up in Marin County, like members of Journey, members of the Tube, members of the Steve Miller Band, members of Huey Lewis and the News. Huey Lewis and the News, and we were recording my songs. Mm-hmm. I was getting interest from Clive Davis. I was getting interest from Bill Graham, the big promoter up there.
Mm-hmm.
And my career was taking off. And my husband...
You're going to give me another... You're going to blow me again.
Came to me and said, give it up or give me up. Because he was threatened by it, just like Marcia said. He was threatened by the fact that I was becoming something, somebody.
Jeez.
Other than his wife. So I loved him. My kids were older. They were in their teens. And it was heartbreaking. But my dream was too strong at that point. And I did leave. And I came to L.A.
Oh.
But at that point, it was too hard to continue. And so my father's advice that to learn how to type came in to play at that point.
Sure, because now you had to make money.
Now I had to make money and support myself.
Oh, jeez.
So
and the kids.
25 years. I worked from one secretarial job to another, really good jobs, actually, because I actually became president of a company, Medallion TV, which was a film distribution company. We distributed internationally, and in the end worked for John Wayne's company. So in doing so, I earned the right to have a pension, plus my, you know, all kinds of other things, and now...
You're going to show them.
No, I've stepped out of the corporate world and back into my music full time. And I've met a wonderful producer named Steve Reed.
Wait, I can hear the cheering across the land.
Well, you know what? Let me just explain that during this whole time when I was thinking that, you know, that maybe my dream wasn't going to happen, because those thoughts do come into your mind occasionally, I never stopped playing, and I never stopped singing in my living room, at least. Mm. And so I kept the art alive and the voice alive, because I intuitively knew.
And the dream alive.
And the dream alive. Right? And I knew it, intuitively knew that there would come a day. I just believed in it because of that one moment in church when I felt the light and I felt the spirit and I felt that it was going to happen. It was meant to be. Whether it becomes something bigger than whatever, it doesn't matter. It's just that I'm out there doing it now. Mm. And I am working on my second CD with a producer named Steve Reed, who is a world-renowned percussionist. And my first CD, which was produced by Terry Kano, a wonderful...
Hello, Terry Kano.
Wonderful keyboard player and
Companist. Musical director.
And a musical director.
Mine for many years.
And he's a wonderful person. And I'm now living my dream and performing around L.A. At Genghis Cohen, at Jump Cut, which is a wonderful little coffee shop, and... all over the place, you know, so.
And you have quite a following. I've been included in that has seen you perform here and there.
Well, I have a musical family. I really do. And we all gather once a week at Kulak's Woodshed, which is this wonderful venue on Riverside and Magnolia, an open mic every Monday night. And we all get together, and it's just like a family reunion. From people who are just starting out with nerves to people who are real professional. And we all support each other and love each other. That's where I met my band members. And I have the best time.
And I know some of them are listening now because they're supposed to be there tonight, and they're listening instead.
Well, so. I hope that some of them are listening. If not tonight, I know they'll check the archives.
They'll check the archives.
Oh, yeah.
You know, one of the things that I loved and I sensed the power behind this. Of course, I've known you for years, and I knew of your singing. Of course, I have your CD and the first one, and I mentioned a song on there that was my favorite. You Found Me, actually.
Yes.
I always liked. I just resonated with that song. And then there were a couple others that I mentioned, and then I happened to pick two songs that we were talking about from your upcoming CD, and then you sent them to me so we could use them on the show, and they're both positive and connected and all that. And so when I shared that that's what we were going to be sharing and going to be talking about, you wanted to make sure that I knew that you also sing about other things.
Oh, yes.
And why was that important to you?
Well, as I've matured, I have gotten more honest and authentic. And I am real now, so I know when I feel pain, I express it. Mm-hmm. I don't try to cover it up and act as if I'm just pure light, because I'm everything. I feel pain, I acknowledge it, and I acknowledge it in my songs, and that's what I meant by that.
Yeah, no, I got that. And I sure got that, and I felt, now there's a woman who knows who she is and where she is and what she's about, and I appreciated that.
Oh, thank you, Filippo.
So if you want
to... I had no idea that that would mean anything to you, but I just wanted to make sure that you knew I wasn't going to try to represent only the light, because we all have darkness inside of us, and we have to, once we acknowledge that and recognize that, then we can lift that back into the light if we are aware.
So now we're going to play one of Shauna's dark, dark songs.
No, you're not. You know, I could have chosen one of those, but I didn't, because of this. Your show is very positive and uplifting.
Well, actually, you know, I share with my clients when I'm life coaching them about the darkness and the daylight. And the winter and the summer, and how they balance each other out, and how people talk about they like other parts of the world where there are seasons. And
yes.
So in a life, there may be seasons. And if you maybe are lucky enough to have seasons, then you can achieve what the both of you have achieved and are sharing from the place that you are sharing. I don't know that any of that is fun. And it's interesting, Shauna, you said, well, you know, it was a good thing or what have you. I can't disagree with you. So it's your life and you say it's a good thing. So it is. However, I look now and see these two powerful women who have decided they are who they are, know who they are, and are sharing from the place that you are sharing. And I've seen you perform, Shauna, and I haven't had the pleasure yet of seeing you perform, although this is quite an example of both of what you share on stage, I know. Yeah. Actually, we're going to hear Marcia now before we come back and bring the two of them together. And I think I'm just going to let them talk to each other and just listen, because the two of them are just like nodding at each other's stories, going, wow, and quietly in the background.
Sisters.
Right? They're saying sisters, right? Yeah. Okay, I should just shut up. I'm just, my job is done.
No,
when we come, well, we're going to hear, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear, what are we going to hear? We're going to hear
here.
You guys have me all confused.
Here,
there, and everywhere. Thank you.
Here.
Yeah, we're here. Come back here. But actually, we're here, there, and everywhere. Yeah. We're going to hear Marcia Bartonetti from her CD, It's Time, which you can get at marciabartonetti.com. I should probably spell that. Marcia as Marsha. And Bartonetti is Bartenetti.com. Here's Marcia singing Here, There, and Everywhere.
Here's making each day of the year, changing my life with a wave of his hand. Nobody can deny that there's something there running my hands through his hair, both of us thinking how good it can be. Someone is speaking, but he doesn't know. Beside me, is to meet him everywhere, knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never dies, watching his eyes and hoping he's always there.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
This is Filippo, and I am so moved, and I'm honored that I'm here in the presence of these two lovely ladies. Before the break, we heard Marcia Bartonetti singing Here, There, and Everywhere. And of course, again, you can get her CD at Marcia, M-A-R-S-H-A, Bartonetti, B-A-R-T-E-N-E-T-T-I.com. And just before the end of the show, we're going to hear one more song by Shauna O'Brien from her new CD called Just a Ride. And you can get her CD at Shauna Lee O'Brien. That's Shauna, S-H-A-N-N-A-L-E-E, O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N. Her last CD is called Timeless, and the one that's coming up is called Just a Ride. The song we're going to hear, actually, is that, Just a Ride. And what a ride this has been. And let me tell you, it started with a conversation that I had with Shauna, and almost within the week, I felt like I was having the conversation over again with Marcia. And that's when I had the idea that this show needed to happen, and it needed to happen with both of them at the same time. So while we were at commercial, the two of them started to talk, and the things I started to hear started to move me. And I just want to be quiet for a few minutes and have you all share what you were just about to share with each other.
Well, when I heard Shauna, I was so blown away by the parallel lives. I mean, if you had someone looking at Eagle Vision down on us in the Bay Area with the different bands and the opportunities, and because I won a vocal award, which was an international contest. And through that vocal award, I got to go to Motown, and things were happening on the precipice, like you. And then the lack of support, the making you smaller, the heartbreak about that, and our deep knowing that singing was our life path. Mm. It was like talking to me, listening to you.
I felt the same way listening to you. I especially resonated with the feeling of having to hold yourself down and not being able to expand, not being able to shine as light as you knew you could, because you had not ever been encouraged to do that.
Right.
I've always been encouraged to protect the ego of the man that I was with. Mm-hmm. And my father didn't encourage me to be everything that I could be. He loved me dearly,
of course,
but he didn't really have that background himself as to how to go about that. I had to find that within myself.
Exactly.
And you found it within yourself.
Absolutely.
It was like your voice continually had to come out.
Yes.
Because your heart ached otherwise.
That's right.
And I really truly resonate with you so strongly. I'm so proud to be.
Thank you. I am
too. Have a new friend.
I know. It's awesome.
I know. I think we're going to be good friends.
The people we're working with too are the finest musicians and producers, like you were saying with your group. Same thing with me. I'm meeting people who were, my drummer was with Lena Horne and Nancy Wilson and sax player. They're the finest. They're like, like, I told them it was like riding a gated horse with them. It was so smooth. They just lift me up. But there's something about just getting back in and having all of that support.
I have to thank Paul Kulak, who is the owner and manager of Kulak's Woodshed, mm-hmm. because it is there that I started connecting with the musicians that I've been working with. And one is John Cartwright, who worked with Harry Belafonte for 25 mm-hmm. years. Steve Reed, who worked with Miles Davis.
Right in.
Super Tramp.
Right?
You know, and
it's fabulous.
And they have supported me, lifted mm-hmm. me up, and made me believe in myself again. Because when I first started playing the guitar there, and eking out one of my original songs, it was like, is anyone going to like this? Uh-huh. And I was swarmed afterwards, you know, like, oh, please come back. And those words keep coming back.
Because it's real.
And now I've written a song called Final Day, and it's all about, I have seen my final day, and I know what I want to do up until then, which is mm-hmm. to give my art and to give my light and to share my wisdom and my insight into life through music.
Right.
That is what I do. That's who I am. And I'm thankful every day that I can do that and that I'm healthy enough. I've taken care of myself over these years because I knew that I had to be in good shape, even though at my advanced, mature goddess age.
Goddess age, yes. Well, you know what it is? It's like it's gratitude. Gratitude for the opportunity.
Absolutely.
It's like it's hard to even express sometimes in words what this part is like. The fact that we both did our new CD.
Yes.
We're both about to release our second ones.
Yes.
We are on the move.
Yes. And you have
Look
performed at Botello's, right?
And I was at Botello's. We had a standing room only show there. I have Catalina's coming up on July 10th.
Yes.
I hope you all will come and the listeners will come.
I want to come there, but I've had a show at Botello's as well.
Great.
A standing room only show with Terry Cano.
Why am I not surprised?
Of course. Well, that's right. It was there.
That's right. That's you were there that night. Yes, and we do have so much in common.
So much.
And I'm definitely going to come to Catalina Bar and Grill and see you. Definitely. I hope you
love
to have Kulak
to
see
I will.
Me. And
absolutely.
We will share our music
absolutely.
With each other.
It's so amazing.
I love the standards, and I have sung mm-hmm. the standards as you are doing, mm-hmm. but I also have always written music, mm-hmm. Written my own songs, and they're developing. I'm developing yeah, as right. a songwriter. I'm constantly looking to become a more insightful storyteller and mm-hmm. and singing from my heart and telling the truth, which is what I'm all about.
You know, I used to teach singing in San Francisco, and my whole thing was, if you don't know what you're singing about, and you don't make strong choices, and you don't care enough, how can you expect an audience to care? So please, let's care enough, because when you have an intention and a point of reference and make these choices for songs, it becomes humanity.
That's right.
Your truth becomes humanity right. instantly.
They will not hear the lyric unless you're singing it from yeah. your heart. They right. won't hear it.
Yeah.
They won't know what the song is about unless you know what the song is
right.
about, and you're singing it from your own interpretation and your own.
And I believe that's what we're bringing back.
Absolutely.
Because there's a lot of music out there now where I'd love to work with some of the younger singers to say, you know, what does this mean for you? Where mm. are you? Mm. Are you still there? You know, to coin a phrase.
On this last song that Filippo is going to play of mine that's on the album, it's called Just a Ride, and it was inspired by a comedian that I saw on TV one night, on YouTube, actually. He was talking about how people make the biggest deal out of the smallest things in life, not realizing that it's just a ride.
Yeah.
We're just riding through life from one plane, one level to another level, spiritual level, and that's what inspired this song.
So stay open and stay awake and look around.
And just ride this roller coaster,
say yes.
But hold on to each other and just know that we'll get through it. You know, whatever
yeah, right.
is coming about, we will get through this.
Sure. You know,
we will make it. We will get through it.
And,
to the next level.
I believe it now. I know it for sure. And interestingly, the phrase that kind of connected all this in my mind for me was that I ended up saying to both of you that I always believed that in the 60s, the kids had the answers and the adults had the power to bring those answers to life. But the adults weren't able to hear the kids, maybe, or hear the answers because of the form that they were coming in. But now those kids are the adults,
yeah.
and that is you,
right?
And you are now have the answers.
Message.
You're reviving the message,
yes.
and you have the ability to make it come true.
Manifest,
so,
yeah.
So what a ride it has been, and just a ride, as Shauna O'Brien has said. Again, this upcoming CD is Just a Ride. This song is called Just a Ride from her upcoming CD. You can get it at ShaunaLeeO'Brien.com. We'll be back after Just a Ride.
Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. And again, I am floored to be sitting here. I said earlier with two powerful women, I should say with three very powerful women. Of course, our producer, Dorothy Donahue, is sitting here as well. And I feel like I'm in the middle of this triangle and I should just like either get out and allow this to, you know, just the energy to flow, or just no. I'm going to sit here and take it all in, and thank you for letting me be here. All of you. I'm very grateful to our guests. I want to remind you that was Just a Ride that we heard by Shanna Lee O'Brien, S-H-A-N-N-A Lee, L-E-E O'Brien, O-B-R-I-E-N.com. And then MarciaBartinetti.com. I've spelled that a couple times. I have a feeling that people are going to be listening to the show over and over and over again, so they'll hear the spelling again and again. With that, 10 seconds of wisdom from both of our wonderful guests before we part.
Well, first, I want to say thank you so much, Filippo, for making this happen. I mean, I had no idea, but you did, and you had pulled this all together. I'm very excited, and I hope you'll come out to the show. We have some new songs, and I'm very excited, and just to continue to reconnect with self, you know, believe in yourself. Reconnect with self.
And I would like to say thank you too, Filippo, so much. And I'm so happy to meet you, Marcia, and so happy to get to know you better, Dorothy. And if anyone's listening to my final words of wisdom, it's keep believing. Keep believing in yourself. Keep your dreams alive. Keep pursuing it. And be positive and go for it.
Go for it.
Never give up. Never give up.
I feel like I'm in that church in Georgia and the two of you both just sang to me and I got up and said, I believe.
I believe.
So with that, I am Filippo Volta just saying thank you to all of you for believing. We'll connect again on Life Changes with Filippo soon. I'm reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.